Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to This Week in the UWA. I am the president, the longest reigning United World Champion in history, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P. I should give myself a round of applause, and I will. So, technical difficulties. We're going to get right down to it. What a week. We found out that Fonzie LaFleur is going to take on Sid in the Armageddon Championship match. The first one in the graveyard is going to be spectacular. We know that the Armageddon Championship has a few rules to it. I think it's a 15-minute match right now. I think that's what we're planning on. But, you know, so it's a 15-minute time limit. Whoever gets a pinfall, hey, you're the champion. But guess what? The match still goes on for 15 minutes. Hey, somebody else could come in and get the title. Somebody walking down the street could come in and get the title. It's a live title, right, during that match. So you're going to love to see it, and you're going to see it live on Facebook. Please go to Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook. You will see it live, cinematic in its glory. Yes. Live on tape. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to make it look good for you. So we're going to take care of the business that we do and then put it out a couple days later just so that it's clear and concise. And I also know that I'm going to be doing commentary on it, so that's going to be pretty excellent. You know, I'm the commentary king. I'm Mr. Hollywood. And if you don't know, I've done commentary for CSW and the IWC and the UWA and then just numerous other places, and I can say for sure that I'm really good at what I do. And we have a blockbuster signing tonight, and we're going to get to it right at the top of the hour, right when the show's over. We have 20 minutes. Nobody knows. They think the show's starting in 15 minutes, so good. We're going to do this real quick. We're going to get this through real good, and then we're going to be done. Because we had to postpone the show because of the emergency room yesterday. And, you know, honestly, I'm very happy that my cat is alive and my hand is what took the brunt. But please do not buy cat enclosures from Wayfair. I can't stress this enough. If my cat would have been in there, it would have been dead. My hand is pretty fucked right now, but that's okay because my cat is alive. So I'm happy about that, but I'm really upset about my bloody-ass hand that is fucked because it is. So we had to get stitches. We had to go to the ER. It's fucking crazy. But again, my cat's alive, so that's good. So we're here today. This is how we're doing it. This is where we're going, and we're happy about that. We're in the new studio, up and running, and the show has changed. It's called This Week in the UWA because we want to know. So, a few things before we get to announcing this person, who is our newest, greatest, most spectacular signing. I didn't even save this. I swear I saved it. Yeah, you know. And if you want to see a picture of my bloody hand, just send me a message, and I'll. I took a lot of gory pictures of it. So, if you really are into that kind of and stuff, you know, that's funny. But yeah, so if you go to the Facebook page, you're about to see the announcement here real soon. I am going to share it when I can. We also have the big announcement of the Steel City Championship Wrestling. We have been and are now sponsors of Steel City Championship Wrestling. That is going to happen June 1st at the Fuel and Iron Event Center. Fuel and Iron is where you're going to want to be. It's where you're going to want to go that day, because I can tell you champions are going to be there abound. And I know I'm going to be there, and I have it under great authority that the United Women's Champion is going to be there too at Steel City. Champions everywhere, the Night of Champions, the Tournament of Champions, it's just spectacular. So we're glad to be involved in that and a part of that. And, you know, so that's really good as well. But we're really focused on Armageddon. We're really focused on the countdown to Armageddon, and that's coming. Okay, March, I'm guessing 10th-ish, right around there is when it's going to come out. So it's going to be, we'll know. We'll know who the Armageddon champion is before, what is Easter? Before Easter. Your Easter celebration will take place when a man steps at the Battle of Armageddon and another man steps at the Battle of Armageddon on the graveyard of Armageddon. 15 minutes, both men. Take your time or not. It's a large swath of land. The graveyard sits on 77,000 acres. 77,000 acres and a graveyard. It might start in a graveyard. Hell no. Who knows where it'll end in a river. There's a bunch of rivers and bridges, and there's a whole bunch of rock outcroppings. And good Lord, 77,000 acres of pristine land. So you're going to not want to miss that. It's going to be amazing, and I'm going to be calling the action, and I believe we're going to get Sizzle to do it with us, but we're going to see right now. Apparently, he's calling me names, and, you know, I guess I'm thick-skinned enough to, you know, understand. It is just business, Sizzle, but remember who runs the United Wrestling Alliance, and, you know, I'm very honored to do so. And I'm very happy that my cat's alive, and I know if you want to see my bloody hand, if the glove doesn't fit, it was a piece of shit from China, yeah. And it was from Wayfair, and it didn't care. Yeah, I know I bought it, right? We moved into the studio. We got a smaller studio to the bigger new movie studio right now. We moved in, and so I bought it for my cat because I figured, you know, my cat needs to have an enclosure around her litter box, something nice, and, you know, that way I could also have something to put stuff on, and it looks nice, and it's not a shit box in the corner. At least it hides the shit in the corner, but again, so I was past the window of return, but that doesn't matter. I was trying to tell him it's dangerous. Didn't care. I'm trying to tell him it is dangerous. Dangerous. And they didn't give a shit. So I would just say be careful and maybe just go to PetSmart. That's all. That's what I would say. And tonight's signing is me, right? I'm going to tell you this flat out. It's me. Has signed to the UWA ... And that's the dude. And then that's his shit. And you'll see it in a second. But, yeah, so I'm the one who is responsible for this. Not no Jen, not no anonymous Raw General Manager. But he is now the UWA General Manager, and he's an asshole. And we can hear a little bit of him. Let's hear what he said. Let's hear what he said. Let's hear his intro. This is the first we heard of the anonymous UWA General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hello, peasants. I am the anonymous Raw General Manager, now the UWA General Manager. I have come to impress you with my computing prowess and really hard drive. I look forward to ruining everything you enjoy. I am not a leprechaun. Now please excuse me. I think your motherboard gave me a virus. I need to wipe my drive.
Wipe his drive. And he is responsible for signing Plex, which pissed the hell out of Sizzle and their rivalry. It's amazing. Like, you know, these guys are friends. I knew them just friends. And then it's because Plex didn't tell Sizzle, right? And Sizzle didn't, you know, they were keeping it from each other, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. It's just they're, you know, it's Sizzle and Plex. They're at odds. That's all I want to say. They're at odds. And it might come to a head, who knows, in Steel City or the United Wrestling Alliance. Either way, we got it right here, ladies and gentlemen. And big news is Thunder Brawl. Yes, finally, it will happen. Four other men and me will step into a ring and somebody will leave, me, as the United World Champion. That's right. And Thunder Brawl will happen eventually. It's a great match. It's a great concept. Starts with four, and then there's a weapon introduced, and then each time somebody's eliminated, a new weapon is introduced until one man is standing, and that man faces me. And may the best man win. I will face four other men. Stands tall in the ring, but that'll happen later. Right now, the Graveyard of Armageddon. Fonzie LaFleur versus Sid, the last Don Luciano. Fonzie mother-loving, I forget what Sizzle calls him. Fonzie mother-loving LaFleur versus Sid, the last Don Luciano, in the Graveyard. Anything can happen, United Wrestling Alliance. The Armageddon Championship, it's going to be on your lips. It is on your lips. But now, I don't have a drum roll, so let's just get to it, okay? Now, I have just signed to the United Wrestling Alliance this person. I've known this person for a while. He is a staple in the Colorado independent wrestling community. He is young but not green. He is spry but not new. He's been around the block, and he has a lot of accomplishments to his name. And the list is pretty substantial. Okay, so he's traveled over 9 states to wrestle. He's wrestled in 9 different states and had 3 appearances at Ohio Valley Wrestling. Okay. One-time Battle Royal winner. Guy won a Battle Royal. He won a Battle Royal 3 times in Ohio Valley Wrestling. He's already been on TV. He's already won a Battle Royal. He's traveled to 9 states, not including Colorado. That's a lot of states, and that means that it's not just the West, ladies and gentlemen. That means that who we have signed tonight, the superstar that we have signed tonight, is nationwide, baby. Television star nationwide, on your lips. You know who he is. You've seen him in Colorado. You've seen him in every other league in the land. And now he's coming to the United Wrestling Alliance. He is a one-time Battle Royal winner. He is the first ever chopping block champion. Do you know who this is? The first ever chopping block champion. And guess what? 4-time chopping block champion. He's a 5-time champion. He's a former tag team champion. 6-time champion. Battle Royal champion. Nationwide champion on television, coming to the United Wrestling Alliance, ladies and gentlemen. Hui, put your hands together and give a great round of applause to the newest member of the United Wrestling Alliance, Savage Sid! Savage Saint, ladies and gentlemen, is coming to the United Wrestling Alliance. That's right. Savage Saint, you heard me correctly. Look at our roster, people. The best everywhere. And let me tell you something, KT, the king of Texas is out there right now in Tennessee wrestling his ass off. His physique is phenomenal. He is the 2023 champion of the ring. Will he be the 2024 champion of the ring? We're going to have that tournament coming up as well. We got a lot of stuff on tap for this year in the United Wrestling Alliance. Just going to have to stay tuned. It starts with the Armageddon Championship in the graveyard. And then we're going to do Armageddon matches pretty much every month after that. Who's going to be the champion? And where will we fight? In a ring, outside of a ring? I don't know. You know, I have access to a mental institution. So you may see an Armageddon Championship match in the middle and the bowels of a psychiatric mental institution. I don't know. That's the United Wrestling Alliance. We do things that other people don't. We do things that you've never seen, and I guarantee you know who runs the United Wrestling Alliance. It's me, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Yes, the anonymous UWA general manager is currently in charge of, you know, general managing, but I own it. I run it. It's mine, the United Wrestling Alliance and Hollywood Tony P. Synonymous and now Savage Saint. Nationwide TV champion star of the future and now. This kid's going places, and he's going places in the United Wrestling Alliance. Let's welcome him aboard one more time. Give him another round of applause. And that's going to be the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's a quick show, but again, my hand is aching in pain from the stitches, but I was able to, my cat's alive, so I'm very happy about that. And so thank you guys for listening. We will see you next time. We'll see you in June. We'll see you in before Easter in March when you can watch the Armageddon Championship match, the first ever Armageddon Championship match, and it's going to take place in a graveyard. In 77,000 acres, a graveyard in the middle of 77,000 acres. Anything can happen, and you're going to see it and hear it live, in person, live pro wrestling. I am the longest reigning United World Champion in history. I am the CEO of the United Wrestling Alliance. I am the President of the United States. I am Mr. Hollywood. Tony P, DDS, and you know it to be true. We'll see you guys next time right here on This Week in the UWA. Let's take it away, boys. Play that sweet ending music. See you guys next time. Peace.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.